Welcome to Technotronica Live, everybody. We are up and running, and I am doing a second recording of the show so that I can actually put a podcast out there. Today's Friday the 13th, and I tell you what, it sure as hell feels like it. I've been having such a difficult time today trying to get this show up and running, but hey, we're doing it, and we're doing it right this time. This week is Fuck Me Pumps week, which means dust off your fuck me pumps and get your bitch ass ready to dance, because we are playing the hottest fucking songs in the planet. But it is a hot show coming up for you, so I hope that you will keep listening to it, and I've got a few things to bitch and rant about that I think you might want to hear. So listen to Amy Winehouse, Fuck Me Pumps, and dust off your fuck me pumps, because here we go.
So dust off your fuck me pumps. In here.
And I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know, I've had a couple of people contact me this week, and they've been telling me about some domestic situations that they have at home and, you know, things that have been going on in their relationships and everything. And, you know, I encourage my friends to talk to me about anything, really. I mean, there's not anything that you can't talk to me about. But I'm really sad to hear that some of my friends have been involved in abusive relationships. And, you know, I read somewhere that about a third of all gay relationships are actually domestically abusive, and that is just a shocking statistic, really. You would think that we gay people would be much more docile than that. Well, not me. I'm a bitch, obviously, you know, but the ones that aren't, you know, you'd think they'd be more docile. But even still, as much of a bitch as I can be, I don't hit people. And so when I hear about these relationships where one guy is beating on the other, or one chick is beating on her girlfriend, I just have to say, stop that bullshit, okay? Because there's nothing good about an abusive relationship. And if you're being hit, then you need to love yourself enough to stop that person from hitting you. Maybe you love them too much to hit them back, which is probably a good thing, because that just makes it get worse. But, you know, anybody who hits you doesn't love you, and that's just a fact. So don't take abuse. Don't accept it from anybody, anybody at all, period. Not your parents, not your kids, not your wife, your husband, your spouse, your significant other. Don't let anybody beat on you, okay? Because you are too special to be beaten on. And I'm not talking little yellow bus special. I'm talking about a unique individual, and there's nobody else in the world just like you. And whoever doesn't respect that is just fucked up in the head. So don't stay in an abusive relationship. Love yourself. Kick the bitch to the curb.
Erica.
And that was Miracle by Cascada. And you know what? It would be a miracle if I get this show recorded today, because I'm telling you, I've had such a hell of a Friday the 13th. But thank you so much to everybody who has tuned in to Technotronica Live. And if you're tuning into the podcast, then thank you for downloading or pushing play on one of the buttons that I sent out, one of the players. One thing I wanted to talk about, something else I wanted to bitch and complain about. There is this guy online on MySpace, and his screen name is I'm Expensive and Addictive Like Cocaine. Yeah, well, I got news for you, buddy. I'm cheap and drug-free, just like your mama.
I love you, I need your love. I love you, I need your love. I love you, I need your love. I love you, I need your love.
Wherever you are in the world, you can listen to the Chazinator. So say hello to the best techno music in the world on RGIN, Radio Gay International Network, Friday. Tune in for my live webcast and watch me spin the hits. Chat in the chat room and say hello.
I wish I could sail away. I'd like to sail away to Greece, maybe meet some of those hot studs over there. Of course, I'd have to leave my man behind for a while to go do that. But yeah, the Mediterranean looks so beautiful and much better than this crappy weather we have here in northern Illinois, where I am performing my show right here in Chazinator Studios. Welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, this is Technotronica Live, and you are tuned in to the hottest techno music in the world. So I hope you'll stick around and keep on listening, because it's going to get better and better. And I have an announcement to make, in case you haven't heard. Technotronica is going to be going live on Mondays as well. Talk to the guys over at RGIN.com. I swear I'm not drinking anything but coffee today. Anyway, RGIN.com feeds this show live every Friday, and they like it so much they want me to do a second show. So I'm going to be doing it live on Mondays as well. Same time, same place, different underwear, unless, like me, you just don't like to wear any underwear at all. Of course, that joke's probably going to be getting old pretty soon because I use it all the time. But anyway, yeah, check it out. Be here on Monday, and Monday morning, 10 a.m., and my MySpace page does have a world clock. So whether you're in Sydney, Australia, New Delhi, or wherever, England, you name it, you can find out what time my show is going to be on right here on my MySpace page. And it is live on my MySpace page every time I do. Now, I am going to be podcasting this show. I'm recording it right now as I speak, and this podcast will be heard many thousands of times. So I'm asking a lot of my listeners, if you want to send a shout out to somebody, especially one of your gay friends, since this is a very gay radio show, then just record yourself in an MP3, WAV, whatever format you want, just sending a shout out to somebody, and email that to me. My email address is holymotherofgod@sbcglobal.net. That's holymutaofgod@sbcglobal.net. Of course, you can always find a link to that at my personal website, which is chazonator.com, chazonator.com. So I wanted to introduce this next song for you. It's called Faggot, and it's my song. I wrote it. I got kicked off of FM radio, and I think part of the reason was because I'm gay. You know, they just didn't like having a big fag on the airwaves out here. So when I did, I wrote a song about it. And, you know, because they were like, oh, no, you're too political. You know, you shouldn't have invited the mayor onto the show to talk about illegal immigration or any of the other issues that you, you know, have a problem with. And you know, I do have a lot of problems with local politics, and I'm one to speak my mind. I'll put it like it is. I don't care who's listening. You know, I'll tell your ass exactly how I feel. So that's what I did, and they got pissed off. I didn't violate FCC guidelines or anything. I mean, I didn't cuss or say fuck or shit or damn or cunt or pussy or whore or lick my cock or anything like that, you know. I just kept it clean. But I said I'd like to discuss some issues with local politicians, and I started inviting them onto my show. They didn't want to come on, apparently. And, of course, our local mayor was on the board of directors, and, you know, he just said, let's get rid of this fucking faggot. He's too West Coast. You know what? A former porn star can't do radio? You know? Oh, well. The mayor can lick my hole, as I've said repeatedly. I doubt that he would, but I'd make him pay for the pleasure. So anyway, here's the song dedicated to my mayor, Faggot. Faggot. Maybe that's what you want me to be. Maybe that's what you want me to be. Faggot. Maybe that's what you want me to be. Faggot. Maybe that's what you want me to be. Faggot. Would you like me better? Would you like me better? Would you like me better if I were a girl? Maybe that's what you want me to be. Faggot. If I had a vagina, maybe that's what you want me to do.
problem.
There is nothing wrong.
You got a problem.
There is nothing wrong with being naked. You got a problem. There is nothing wrong.
You got a problem.
There is nothing wrong.
You got a problem.
There is nothing wrong with showing the world your body.
You really got a problem.
Faggot. Was it something that I said? Was it something in your head? Was it something that I said? Politics in your head. Would you silence me forever?
Politics.
Was it something that
would you silence me forever?
Politics. Was it something that
would you silence me forever if you could?
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Anthony, and I'm the Chazinger's son. Okay, I'm straight as hell, just so you guys know, so don't be masturbating to me.
And you're also 15.
And I'm 15, so don't get any ideas.
Right, no nasty thoughts about my kid, okay?
So, this next song is dedicated to my dad. It's by Ian Vandell, and it's called Just a Girl.
I'm just a girl. That was I'm Just a Girl, Ian Vandell. Hope you liked it. And I'm sitting here in the studio with my boys today. Patrick here had half a day. Or no, Anthony had half a day. Patrick had no school. So, like, I've been here on a Friday the 13th just trying to get my show done with my kids here. Say hello, Patrick.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I didn't say make all my bitches deaf. I said hello.
So, I did any bad luck on Friday the 13th?
Are you kidding? My show was so fucked up this morning, screwed up this morning, that I had to do it all over again.
Yeah,
it's been just nuts.
I had to wait for a long time. I had to wait out there for 2 hours until I was done for the first time. And then I had to come, they came downstairs, and then he was done, and then it took a, then he had to do it again.
So right,
like
yeah. Oh, because I made you read a book. I'm like, go upstairs and read a book. I'm doing my nasty-ass show for all the fags online. So, but yeah, we got it up and running. We got it going, so it's all good.
But yeah. Hey, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so
right.
We'll have a little enjoyment.
Right?
Today.
Oh, yeah. I'm making lobster and filet mignon for your daddy tomorrow. It's going to be really, really good. Tonight we're having a pot roast. I've got it in the crock pot right now. Doesn't it smell good? I'm so hungry. I've been so busy with my show, I didn't even eat today, okay? But I'm going to right after the show. Don't worry. I know my skinny ass needs some nutrition, so I will be eating. So, Patrick, do you want to introduce the next song that's going to come up after the break? It's going to be this one here. You probably can't pronounce it. Just say that. You know what that is?
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, it's Lout Sprecher. Don't touch it at the touch screen. Say Lout Sprecher Omnibus.
Omnibus.
Omnibus. You sound just like the kid in the song. Okay. Clark, yeah, on the shitty radio station that I worked for. So, okay, you go get something to eat. I'm going to pop on a PSA, and then it'll be Lout Sprecher Omnibus.
RGIN.
Spectacular. Music.
Radio.
Music.
Gay.
What's that smell?
International
Music
Network.
I want it.
RGIN
on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love me some Lime Unexpected Lovers. Did you like that song?
It's a good song. I like those people.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, this is my son, Anthony. He's my adopted child, so all you fags, just keep your eyes to yourself. No, I'm kidding. Well, you can check me out all you want to, baby. I like it when
He's
people look at me.
One.
Right, I'm gayer than gay. I'm the gayest.
You're the gayest?
I'm queer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, queer DJ.
Queer.
Kind of like Queer Duck, you know, but cuter and less quacky.
Less quacky.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, so, the show will be over in a few minutes. I just want to touch base with everybody, and thank you so much again for listening, and remind you to go to chazonator.com, buy my CD. Okay, it's available. It's right there. You can hear all 17 tracks, including Faggot.
It's good music.
Thanks, Anthony. I'm glad you like it. I really am.
Yep.
And thank you for joining me for the last few minutes of the show.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. So what happened at school today? You said some girl came up and did what?
She kissed me.
Oh, my God. And who was that girl?
This girl named Amanda.
Amanda gave you a kiss for Valentine's Day. Mm. Do I need to get worried about that? You ain't going to get her pregnant, are you?
No.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay, good. No getting nobody pregnant.
Gators, so there's that.
Right, yeah. And because I ain't buying you no condoms either. Not until your ass is good and ready. And if I do, your little brother will just blow him up again like he did the last time.
Or use them for something.
Nobody can hear you until you talk.
Use something for an experiment.
Yeah, exactly. Some kind of experiment. We always wonder what happened to the condoms.
Turn up missing.
Right, yeah. Bizarre. Okay, so anyway, here we go. We're going to put on some Smash Mouth when the morning comes. And then after that, it's going to be a little promo, and we will be signing off. So remember, tune in on Mondays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Time, U.S. time, that is. So if you're anywhere else in the world, you got to make sure you go to my MySpace.com/Chazonator, C-H-A-Z-O-N-A-T-O-R. And look at my page, see the world clock, compare your time to my local time, and find out what time my show comes on wherever you are in the world. Because it will be on live, and I will send your ass a shout-out if you just sign up on there and let me know you're here. Add me on MySpace. Please tell your friends to add me on MySpace, because my bitch ass isn't famous enough yet. And 12,500 friends is wonderful, and I love them all. But I need more if I'm really going to be known around the world. So help me out here, okay? Here's some Smash Mouth. Have a great day, everybody.
Great Valentine's Day, everybody.
And happy Valentine's Day. Of course, some people will be listening in podcasts, so Valentine's Day will be long gone.
Yep.
And hopefully, if it was a bad dream for you, then it's just over by the time you hear this podcast. So, well, I'll see you next week, baby. Enjoy Smash Mouth.
Good morning.
The feature of this week's show is Ween, the Homo Rainbow. That's the featured song. And it's all about being gay and bi and lesbian and transgender and how we are really a rainbow. You know, it's not just a metaphor. There's a rainbow of fruit flavors up in the GLBT community. And I am proud to be part of it. So this week I'm celebrating that with different songs that are really loved by the gay community. So I advertised it as the gayest show on the planet because there's so many shows that drag queens just love to do. So stay tuned, and so it's going to be good. So here we go, the Homo Rainbow. And that was Amy Winehouse with Addicted. I used to be addicted to weed. Just like her. Actually, I wasn't on crack like she is. But she is my favorite crackhead. Ain't she your favorite crackhead, too? You gotta love Amy Winehouse. That bitch got it going on no matter what. I hear she's getting healthier, and I sure hope so. Because I need to hear more. I need my Amy fix. That girl is just too cool for me. But yeah, I thought that song was kind of funny, you know, because she's just like, I'm my own man. You know, she don't need a man. She just need her weed. And I used to be able to relate to that, you know, but I quit smoking weed for, like, three reasons. One, it makes me fat. Two, it makes me lazy. And three, it makes me forget shit. So, yeah, I had to quit smoking. And it's very expensive, too, in the United States. You know, I really think that it should be legalized here. And they need to stop space exploration. If they stop this space exploration, all the money that they're spending on that shit, and then they would legalize weed and start taxing it, our fucking economy would be off the hook, seriously. And, you know, I know other people that smoke weed, and they're not out getting into bar fights and, you know, getting DUIs and shit like that. You know, they're not killing people, driving drunk. You get stoned, you just want to sit at home, munch out, and watch TV. You don't want to get in the car and go run over somebody's kid. So, seriously, legalize that shit, you know? And so I can go get me a bag, okay? Until then, I'm probably just not going to smoke anymore. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for coming to the chat room, all that good stuff. We're having fun. So it's going to be a really awesome show. You just heard Lady Lumps, and that was by Black Eyed Peas. Hope you like that song. I like it. Gets me moving in the morning, you know, gets the blood flowing. That's always a good thing, especially when you're 40 like my tired old ass is. Couple things I wanted to mention real quick. There is a website out there that I would like you to go to if you get a chance. If, like me, you're opposed to people who beat children with boards, wooden boards, then you may want to consider going to thehittingstopshere.com. I have a friend named Paula Flo. I make videos for her and all that stuff. She is just an awesome person. We are completely against paddling in school. And most people do not realize this, but in 21 states in the United States of America, children are still being hit with paddles in school. And that's just really stupid, and it needs to stop today. So if you're like me and you want to end it, go to thehittingstopshere.com. Sign a petition for our president to let him know that you're just not going to take this shit anymore, that these kids are not going to get beaten. I can tell you what, if anybody ever hit my kid with the paddle, it'd be the last motherfucking thing they ever did, okay? Our tax dollars should not be funding that. And people get all pissed off at me on YouTube because I've made several videos about this. And if you go to chazonator.com, that's C-H-A-Z-O-N-A-T-O-R.com, and you look at my video page, you'll learn more about this. I don't call them paddles. I call them tampon cramming bigot sticks, because basically that's what they are. Whenever you can't ask a girl if she's on her period, but yet you can hit her in the ass with a wooden board after making her bend over and spread out in front of you, then you're basically just raping her. So to all you teachers out there that are spanking children with paddles, you're not teachers, you're fucking child molesters, okay? And one more thing I just wanted to mention really quickly. I have a friend in England, and she is awesome, and she's agreed to help me out with all the massive fan mail that I've been getting since I started doing this show and putting it in podcast. So, if you want to talk shit about me, or if you just can't get enough of me, like me, go to myspace.com/Chazonator Fan Club. And sign on over there, add her as a friend, let everybody know that you support me as an indie artist. And, you know, I am an indie artist. I don't have a big record label pimping me out all over the fucking world. I do it myself. So I need your help. I need your support. People are like, Chaz, stop spamming me with all your shit. I'm not spamming you. I'm reaching out to you because you're my friend on MySpace, and I need your help to spread the word, to let people know that I'm here. And if you're not my friend yet, then what the fuck is your problem? You need to go to myspace.com/Chazonator and add me today, please. Add me. The more friends I have, the better. I am up at 13,000 and counting right now, and that makes me feel really good. So many people have contacted me, said hello. Whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, please reach out to me. Let me know you're there. Let me know you're listening to my songs. You are the only feedback that I get. So I really appreciate all the interest that you've shown in me, and I appreciate my friend in England for doing the fan page. Okay, it's Chazonator Fan Page. Sorry. Chazonator Fan Page. MySpace.com/Chazonator Fan Page. What would I do without this chick? She's such a good friend. I'm so lucky to have her here. I want to send a shout-out to Carlos in Dallas, Texas, and George in Pennsylvania. Love you guys. And, of course, Jacqueline in England, love you, girl. So here we go. I'm going to put on a couple more songs for you. Some Christina Aguilera, Pink Maya, and Lil' Kim with Lady Marmalade, and some Gwen Stefani, Holla Back Girl.
Soul sisters, let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
To save the world. Oh, yeah, baby, I love that song. Of course, anything Madonna does, that bitch could fart to a beat and I'd be listening to it, okay? Love Madonna. Who doesn't? I think it's like, you know, a requirement. If you're gay, you've got to love Madonna. And, you know, I know some people might disagree with me, but those are the people that listen to, like, the Cookie Monster music.
Cookie Monster music.
Oh, my God, I'm a chipmunk. Okay, we'll get that straightened up. So many technical glitches. What was that? Okay. Is that better now? Am I real?
Am I back to normal? Can I get back to normal, please? Thank you so much. Okay. Technology. What can I say? It's my shit. It's my shit. I love being able to say shit on the radio. You know, we couldn't do that on FM radio over there in here in conservative, fucked up, like, anus of the planet, Lake County, Illinois. We couldn't do that shit. So, it's nice to be able to cuss and, you know, say whatever I want to. That's, you know, I still can't get used to it, but fuck, it's great. But we'll go ahead and get you started here with some So Many Men, So Little Time, and I know you fags can relate to this one, right? Here we go. Now, if you work in retail, or if you've ever worked in retail, then you can probably identify with the next song I'm going to play. I wrote it just after I got fired from this shitty gas station I was at. There was this, like, asshole manager, like most managers are, and he put on this rubber glove, and he's just, like, snapped it on, and he's just like, "Chaz, can we speak privately in the back room?" And I was like, "Bitch, you don't even know me like that. You need to back off with that shit." And he didn't. He just kept calling me sexy and everything, you know. And the thing is, he wasn't even gay. At least I hope not. I just don't want him to be. He's like all fat and ugly and shit, and, you know. Nothing against fat and ugly people, but I just don't want one trying to get into my pants if he's my manager. I mean, like, show some ethics, please, even if it is a gas station. But this dude, oh my God, he was just always, always trying to make a point of my being gay, like it was a big issue for him or something, you know. So what I did, I ended up, like, going to upper management and complaining about him. Ooh, sorry about that. Let's switch back to volume. Okay, I went to upper management. I complained about this piece of shit, and I said, "You know what? He's harassing me. This is sexual harassment, and I don't have to take it." And they fired me. They fired me when I reported sexual harassment. Now, I went to the Illinois Department of Human Rights, which is really fucked up, because they don't do shit for anybody, you know? I mean, I don't know why our tax dollars are funding these government agencies that don't do anything. It's really stupid. But here in America, you know, we put all this money into these agencies that are supposed to protect people, and they don't protect shit. Maybe the companies. I don't know. Maybe they got paid off by somebody, you know? But what I did was just complain and complain, and it never got me anywhere. So I wrote a song called Retail Whore. And it's all about being treated like a whore when you're working for less than a living wage in a shitty gas station. And here it goes. I hope you like it.
To the retail white trash gas station, you're set to fill. throw that shit back at you.
Fuck with me, I'm a celebrity. Whatever you do to me, the whole damn world will see. Fuck with me, I'm a celebrity. Whatever you do to me, the whole damn world will see. Fuck with me, I'm a celebrity. Whatever you do to me, the whole damn world will see.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed those last two songs that I did. One is Celebrity, and that is what I wrote when the cops fucked with me. It's amazing how pigs can inspire a bitch, isn't it? You know, they showed up at my house wrongly accusing me of shit I didn't do, and you know, I was just like, you know what, you can't fuck with me. I'm a celebrity, bitch. Bitch, I've been on CNN and shit, you know. I do fucking eye reports for CNN. You fuck with me, I will tape that shit in high definition and upload it to YouTube faster than you can wipe your ass, pig. Okay. So that's what happens when people fuck with me, and if it really pisses me off, I make a YouTube video about it, and it gets seen by thousands of people all over the world. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin pissed me off, and I made a video about her dumb ass, too, you know, killing the wolves and shit, all that stupid shit that she does. So, yeah, I got her busted out on it, you know. And over, well, actually about 100,000 people have probably seen that video right now. So, and if you haven't seen it, then go to youtube.com/indieartistchaz, I-N-D-I-E-A-R-T-I-S-T, Chaz. Or else you can also, you know, just see it from my chazinator.com. I've got a lot of videos up there. Oh, my God. They've been seen like hundreds of thousands of times. People just love my shit on YouTube.
And that was Jeffree Star with Miss Boombox. Jeffree Star sent me a friend request, God, probably like 2 years ago, and I added him to my list, and I'm so glad I did, because he is one crazy fucking drag queen, okay? His pictures, if you get to see them, I don't remember exactly if it's like myspace.com/Jeffree Star, but if you find him on MySpace or anywhere, he's getting really, really famous. He is a sick fucking drag queen. There's like pictures of him with a Tampax in his mouth and fucking puking out pink shit. just all kinds of crazy shit. So, and beautiful artwork done on his photos. And he makes an incredibly beautiful tranny. Just really sick, that's all. And I like that. That's the attraction. Prepare yourself for this next song, because if you've never heard really nasty words in a song before, then you're going to be tripping, because this next song after the little break is going to be sick and twisted. Little retarded warning.
The following radio show is intended for mature audiences only, so put your kids in the closet and crank this bitch up.
You don't know me, bastard! You fucking asshole!
See, and I know that probably surprised a few people. I really enjoy that song. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, hell no, I got to put that on Technotronica Live. And I got some other stuff coming up in the hour and some stuff coming up next Monday. And who wouldn't want to do it with Madonna? I mean, please. I'm gay, and I'd do her in a heartbeat. I'd poke her in the ass. I'm just kidding. She might like that too much. But seriously, I am a big-ass Madonna fan, and you'll probably hear a lot of Madonna on here, and, you know, like, well, almost every week there's got to be something by Madonna on here, you know. Oh, I got Betty Boop all up in my face. I need to get rid of that bitch. I like her too, but she's just starting to get on my nerves. She'd be shaking that shit too hard today. Back off, Betty Boop. She's on my video screen. I get all these crazy effects and stuff that I use on the live video when I'm doing it, and sometimes I get carried away, so y'all gotta tell me to back off with that shit. So, yeah, what you heard was the androids do it with Madonna. Before that, there was some RuPaul supermodel, You Better Work. And, of course, before that, the real Madonna with Human Nature, which is one of my favorite songs, you know, because she's like, absolutely no regrets. And
you know, seriously, I don't think that you should live your life with regret. And, you know, if you can't forgive yourself for shit, then who the fuck can you forgive, right? So nobody's perfect, and that's another song she sings I'll be featuring sometime. All right, baby, that was CNC Music Factory. Everybody dance now. I used to dance to that in the 90s all the time, you know, back in the clubs in Chicago. They had a club called Vortex, and it was fun. It lived up to its name. A lot of gaping holes up in there, let me tell you.
You're entering another dimension, a dimension of sight and sound. The Chazinator Zone, the Chazinator Zone, the Chazinator Zone.
It's a twister! Son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say as this, son of a bitch, didn't you?
New music for your mind.
It's Monday, you're listening to RGIN. You know what that means, planet Earth. It's time for Technotronica with your host, me, the Chazinator. The Chazinator. The Chazinator.
Welcome to Technotronica this week. What you just heard was 20 Fingers, Don't Want No Short Dick. And as you know, I'm pretty sick and twisted, and this week ain't going to be any different. So please close your ears if it gets to be a little bit too much for you to handle. A few things I wanted to go over today. I watched the Oscars last night. Did any of you watch the Oscars? Oh, my gosh. They were crazy. Let me tell you, I saw Miley Cyrus, and she was wearing this dress that was just so gaudy. I was like, oh, my God, girl, Christmas is over. Put your tree back in the closet, bitch. Who designed that shit? Santa Claus. It was just nasty. Just all looking like a Christmas tree, like one of those cheap tinsel Christmas trees or something, you know. I mean, come on, Miley. We know better. You could do better than that shit, can't you? And then, of course, all these women with their long trains and everything. And I'm telling you, more trains were stepped on than Amtrak on a busy day. It was just crazy. I think even John Legend accidentally stepped on that one chick's train, that girl from Slumdog, whatever, yeah. That thing took off really big, made lots of Oscars, and made a big splash, so that good for them, you know. There's nothing like outsourcing our acting jobs, right, along with everything else that we do here in America. Red dresses and gaudy jewelry, oh my gosh. I have never seen so many red dresses in my life. You're supposed to walk on the red carpet, not wear it, bitches. Like they were melting into it or something. And some of them, their hair was just all overdone, and it's just like the witch melting into the carpet. That sucked. And then Sarah Jessica Parker, she had on this big Cinderella, like, on crack dress. I don't know. It was just way too much. You could see the hoops underneath of it and shit. I'd like, bitch, what are you trying to hula hoop or fucking attend the Oscars? What's up with you? And then, of course, the men's hair. Should I go there? And it was especially for some reason the Brits, you know, not to pick on British people, but the men from England that showed up were, of course, much sexier, but a lot less well-groomed. They kind of had that, like, I had a long night shooting loads all over myself look, you know. Their hair was just sticking up all over the place. It was everywhere. So that was kind of funny. And then Angelina Jolie showed up with Brad Pitt. And I thought they really both looked disgusting. I'm not going to hide it. I can't stand Angelina Jolie. I'm sorry. If you're going to have that many babies, then your ass need to think about becoming a stay-at-home mom, okay? Because, I mean, what? They're all being raised by the babysitter while she's out trying to pretend like she gives a crap about her fans? Please. She's just nasty. Anyway, I don't know. Bitch is either pregnant again or she just loves wearing a black shower curtain. I don't know. I could not make out her figure with all that crap going on in the background, let me tell you. And what else is going on? Oh, but Beyonce, what can I say? She's always gorgeous. And she was wearing, like, this Oscar-colored Diana Ross dress that looked fierce. And Alicia Keys was absolutely gorgeous in pink. She didn't even look like herself. I was like, who is that? Oh, my God, that's Alicia Keys. If they didn't tell me, I wouldn't even known. I mean, she's beautiful anyway, but she was extra beautiful last night. Of course, I tuned in to ABC just before the show started, and there was a Barbara Walters interview with Hugh Jackman. And I got on just in time to see Hugh Jackman giving Barbara Walters a lap dance. If you missed that, baby, you missed something, because he was looking good on that show. That was hilarious. So, yeah, that's basically my take on the Oscars. I had to switch over to Big Love because I really liked that show a lot on HBO. Didn't want to miss that, so I didn't really get to see the entire thing. I'm going to have to check out the performances later because I recorded the whole thing. But yeah, I will definitely check the rest of that out. I just want to tune in and see what these girls are wearing, because it's just crazy. It's like, okay, Halloween only comes, you know, once a year, but at the Oscars, it's just nonstop. So, stay tuned. We got great stuff going on. Let's go ahead and kick it off with a little bit of Rodney Carrington. A letter to my penis.
Song I want to share with you. It's called A Letter to My Penis, y'all. Dear penis, I don't think I'd like you anymore. You used to watch me shave, now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. Used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed. I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. He sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I like you anymore. 'Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we'd just stay home forever. Dear penis, I think I like you after all. Oh, and Rodney, while you're shaving, shave my ball. Thanks a lot, y'all. I love you. Thank you for coming. Have a great time.
Ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this,
oh, yeah,
you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View.
Star Joe.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps. If you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
You're listening to Technotronica Live.
Now sit your ass down and act like it.
Radio the way it should be.
And that was Deborah Cox. I wanted to talk a second about religion and gays. Because I've gotten a couple of messages this week from this one little gay boy in Tennessee. And he keeps saying he's going to pray for me. He keeps saying that my show is just really sick and twisted. No shit, bitch. If I wanted your opinion, I'd have done beat it out of your skinny little ass a long time ago. I'm not reaching out to people for their opinions about my show. I fucking know my show is sick and twisted. I'm telling your faggot ass so you can watch it and listen to it, okay? So don't be telling me that you're going to pray for me, because, bitch, you need to pray for yourself if you're stupid enough to think you're going to heaven in that right-wing, nutty-ass religion that you're following. You know, I mean, I'm not a Christian, okay, but I play one in a porno. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a Christian. I believe that Christ existed historically, and I don't think that he was a bad person. I just don't believe that he was God's son, and that's my option, and I'm not saying you have to believe that. By all means, believe whatever you want to. Just don't be bringing it to my door, because I got my own beliefs, and I certainly believe in a God. That's just me. But if you don't, that's fine, too, because I don't think God really gives a shit whether you believe in it or not. And I don't think God has a penis that has been assigned to him by a man who wrote a book about him. And I think that if Jesus was such a miracle performer, then he could possibly have written his own book. And I think maybe he did. It just got hidden by the right wing because they didn't want everybody to know that Jesus was much more tolerant than they ever give him credit for. So, if you're gay and you think you're going to hell, and you think you can judge me, then screw you, because you can't. You're living a lie yourself. I'm honest, I'm open, I'm like, you know, totally bitchy about who I am, and I'm all good with that. And if you're not, then you know what? That's what the off button's for. That's why you can always go anywhere on the internet and listen to whatever the hell you want to. You don't have to listen to the Chazinator. People listen to the Chazinator because I'm an incendiary freak, and they like what I do. And if you don't like what I do, well, you've got a million, billion, trillion options. By all means, utilize them. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put on Monique, because this is what I was thinking when this little skinny bitch talked shit to me this week. So let's listen to what Monique has to say about skint bitches.
God damn it, big women. Y'all right, big girl. You better represent it, god damn it. You better do it, you fat ass. I love you, baby girl. You handle your shit. Fuck you skinny bitches. Now. Fuck you skinny anorexic bulimic motherfuckers. What? Big women, it's our goddamn time, baby. Fuck these skinny bitches. Look at her shaking, bitch, cause you hungry. Get a motherfucking two-piece and a biscuit.
That's right, bitch, two-piece and a biscuit. Because if you're from Kentucky, then you are a southern fried chicken. And you ain't got no. And as for Chris Brown, I hope that motherfucker never gets a record contract anywhere in the world again. First of all, I didn't even know who his dumbass was before all this happened. Now all I know about him is that he's an abusing piece of shit who beat up on one of my favorite singers, Rihanna. And she's absolutely gorgeous. And with that picture that got released in the media, all over the media this week, it's obvious that, you know, even if he says he just snapped and he's so sorry, well, tough shit, asshole, you had your fucking chance. You beat up on a woman and you need to go to jail. And you really don't need to be singing anything because I will not fucking listen to it or play it for anybody. Because I don't play that shit, you know. And it reminds me of The Color Purple. There was a scene with Shug Avery, and she's in the juke joint, and she's singing a song to Celie, and she's telling her, you don't have to take abuse, ain't no mister gonna steal your stuff away. And I lost my younger brother. He was in a relationship with Gary Hobbs of Salem, Indiana. Gary is an alcoholic piece of shit with hepatitis B, and that's a fact. And my brother lived with him in a gay relationship for about 6 years. And then suddenly, on April 19th, 2000, my brother was found dead hanging from a tree in the backyard of their home. Now, Gary Hobbs was always a piece of shit anyway. And that's why I'm not afraid to expose him. In fact, I might even just forward this podcast off to everybody who lives in Indiana and tell them, listen to this, because I'm talking about your neighbor, bitches. The cops were friends with Gary, the coroner was Gary's friend, the sheriff was Gary's friend, there was a judge who was Gary's friend, and so, they ruled my brother's death a suicide, but if it was a suicide, it's because Gary drove him to it, but I'm more inclined to think that somebody strangled my brother and then put him up in a tree to make it look like he killed himself. Because there's just not enough evidence there, but I'll never get any closure, and people don't realize that when you're abusing somebody in your relationship, it doesn't just hurt them. It hurts everybody that loves them. And Gary, your day is coming, motherfucker. It's coming. So let's go ahead and put this on for Miss Seeley. It's called Miss Seeley's Blues from the Color Purple soundtrack. Couple of things in the news that caught my eye this week. Army fired gay soldiers. The U.S. Army fired 11 gay soldiers just for being openly gay. One of those was an intelligence collector. So now we're short one less intelligence collector in our fucked up intelligence department in the Army anyway. So, yeah, way to go. I guess they just had to hurry up and get something done before our new president overturns that ridiculous don't ask, don't tell policy. And then something also new in the news, Barbie is 50 years old today. Can you believe that? Bitch don't look a day over 25, does she? She still looks good. I wonder where my old Barbie is, the one that I got when I was little. My mama, she finally broke down and got me a Barbie at a yard sale after I begged repeatedly that, like, 4 or 5 years old. And but she shaved its head, you know, so that it looked really androgynous. Way to go, mama. You know, you turned me into a faggot. No, kidding. She would trip if she heard that. She knows that's not true. And then also, you know, Obama and the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown have both denounced the Proposition 8 ruling this week, but it's still going to court. And you know, I guess the California Supreme Court is going to have 90 days to decide whether or not gays can get married and actually have equal rights in that state. And I watched Harvey Milk last night, and the movie Milk, and I thought it was really, really well done. I'm terrible about movies. I never go watch them at the theater. You know, when you got a husband and 2 kids, it's just a lot of money to go to the theater and drop it on popcorn and sodas and chocolate and all that shit. So I wait till it comes out on DVD, and then I watch it. So that's what I did. I mean, I heard all the buzz about it, but it is so worth the watch. If you haven't seen it yet, you've got to rent it. It's really good. Sean Penn was very, very believable, gay as a goose, really. And I kept wondering, what is Madonna thinking, you know, for her ex-husband to be up here kissing another man, kissing a couple of other men. But I thought he portrayed Harvey Milk very well. I thought it was very educational. And really, not a whole lot has changed. I mean, even this week, we still have activists and crowds of hundreds of people standing in front of the city building in San Francisco protesting for equal rights. So we still got a long way to go, and it just makes me want to fight even harder, you know? It really does. Before, I was like, oh, I don't give a shit if you call it marriage or if you call it dog shit. Just give me equal rights. You know what? Fuck you. Give me marriage, okay? Because I deserve it. I've been with my man 16 years. How many motherfuckers can say they've been with their man for 16 years? How many bitches can say that, okay? That's love. That's permanent. And we have 2 children who were adopted. And our children deserve equal rights, too. So I'm not going to settle for anything less. I'm just going to keep on pushing until we get them. Nobody caught me, though, because they're too stupid around here to know what the fuck F-word is inside of a rap song. They're just too slow to pick up on that shit. So luckily I didn't get busted for that, but my mayor's a cocksucker. Well, not literally, but figuratively. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to be chatting here for a few minutes with my friend G-Blaze. Are you there, G-Blaze?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Welcome to the show, G-Blaze, and I wanted to thank you personally on the show for remixing Celebrity for me. Speaking of queer as folk, there's a tranny on trial. A very masculine-looking woman in her 30s who underwent a sex change 3 years ago, married a 70-something-year-old man in Ohio. Now she's facing charges for killing him to collect an inheritance. She allegedly made him swim around the pool at their home until he dropped dead from overexertion. Apparently the whole scene was caught on surveillance tape, and the bitch is busted for trying to cash in on her inheritance by killing her sugar daddy. More sugar, less daddy, I always say. But in this case, this ugly bitch needs to fry for this. I can't imagine what he saw in her. The old man had known her since she was a boy, but he waited until she had a vag to get into her pants. He paid the ultimate price with his own life when the bitch exorcised him to death. What is this world coming to? The bitch had used the name Christine Newton John, but apparently she should have named herself Christine Nicole Smith. Maybe when she goes to prison, she'll meet a younger man who will cram a bunch of pills down her throat and put an end to the shame she brings to the tranny community for once and for all. Okay, you just heard Eminem, Ass Like That. And before that, it was the Pussycat Dolls, You Are My Destiny. And you are my destiny. With an ass like that, how could you not be, right? Little story I've got here for you in the gay news this week. Denmark has finally legalized gay adoption for gay couples there, and it's about fucking time. How many children have to live their lives in shelters only to be cast out into the streets as adults without ever having known the love of even one parent? Like I've said before on this show, and I'll say it again, if you don't want gays adopting children, then you need to adopt one yourself, because there are more people against gay adoption than there are children available to adopt. The problem is, they'd rather prevent a child from moving into a loving home with gay parents than adopt one themselves. Still, these homeless kids are better off homeless than being raised by these religious bigots whose only goal is to teach intolerance and hatred wherever they go. What the fuck would Jesus say?
Don't make me destroy you.
Just want to talk about one more thing. This week, Vermont lawmakers are set to decide whether or not to legalize gay marriage in that state. While civil unions have been legal there since 2000, gay advocates have stated that they are not receiving the full benefits of marriage equality there. Opponents to the bill have stated that gay marriage undermines the union between a man and a woman and destroys the connection between children and marriage. They'd like to see the question of gay marriage put to a referendum, like Proposition 8 in California. Here's what I think about this situation. If gay marriage poses such a threat to heterosexual marriage, then the union between a man and a woman is already weak to begin with. If your straight marriage is so feeble that you need a law protecting its heterosexuality, then you're really not secure in your marriage to begin with, now are you? As for children and marriage, the only connection is that children with married parents are guaranteed protections that children of gays and lesbians are currently having withheld from them. Which is, in and of itself, unconstitutional. The whole referendum thing is unconstitutional, as I'm sure that California's Supreme Court will decide within the next 80-something days that they have to render their decision based on prop hate. When equal marriage rights are being denied to gays, while the divorce rate among heterosexuals have remained steady at 50% for decades, I think that it's a moot point. You cannot claim that straight marriage is sacred when half of them end up bitterly ending in divorce and child custody hearings. You cannot say that children of gays would be any more adversely affected than those of our straight counterparts when half of them are being ripped from their parents because mommy's a whore or daddy just can't keep his dick in his pants. Please, people, wake the fuck up and accept the fact that being straight does not make you superior, it makes you equal. And if you don't want to be equal, then you're just less. And less is never enough. Being anti-gay doesn't make you a good spouse or a good parent. It just makes you an asshole.
Don't make me destroy you.